Well, good morning. It is July 14th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to be picking up in Joshua chapter 20 and 21. We're going to start the book of Acts once again. We are reading through the New Testament twice this year, and so we are going to jump into Acts chapter 1 today, Jeremiah chapter 10, and Matthew chapter 24. So let's get in the Word today. Joshua 20 and 21, the Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Appoint out for you cities of refuge, wherefore I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his case in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into that city unto him, and give him a place, that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he has smote his neighbor unwittingly and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in the city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city, and unto his own house, and unto the city from whence he fled. And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, and Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, which is in Hebron, in the mountain of Judah, and on the other side of Jordan by the Jericho, eastward they assigned Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain of the tribe of Reuben, and Gamoth and Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed by the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them, that whosoever killeth any person at unawares might flee thither and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stood before the congregation. Chapter 21. Then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and unto the heads of the fathers of the tribe of the children of Israel. And they spake unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, The Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in by the suburbs thereof of our cattle. And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance and their commandment of the Lord these cities that and their suburbs. And the lot came out of the families of Kohathites, and the children of Aaron the priests, which were of the Levites, had by lot of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. And the rest of the children of Kohath had by the lot of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. And the children of Gershon had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. Children of Merari by the families had out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave by lot unto Levites these cities with the suburbs, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. And they gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which are here mentioned by name, which the children of Aaron, being of the cities of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi, had, for theirs was the first lot. And they gave them the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which is in the Hebron, in hill country of Judah, with the suburbs thereof round about it. But the fields of the city and the villages thereof gave they to Caleb, the son of Jephthunah, for his possession. Thus they gave to the children of Aaron, the priest of Hebron, with their suburbs to be a city of refuge to the slayer, and Libnah with her suburbs, and Jatir for her suburbs, and Eshtoa with her suburbs, and Holon with her suburbs, and Debir for her suburbs, and Ayin for her suburbs, and Juta with her suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with her suburbs, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes. And out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with their suburbs, Geba with their suburbs, Anuoth with their suburbs, and Elam with their suburbs, 4 cities. All the cities of the children of Aaron, the priest, were 13 cities with their suburbs. And the families of the children of Kohath and the Levites, which remained of the children of Kohath, even they, the cities, their lots, out of the tribe of Ephraim, for they gave them Shemek, which with her suburbs in Mount Ephraim, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Gezer with her suburbs, and Kibzabin with her suburbs, and Beth Horon with her suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Dan, Ekletheth with her suburbs, Gibbethon with her suburbs, Ehajan with her suburbs, Gath Rimon with her suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Manasseh, and Tanakh with her suburbs, and Gath Rimon with her suburbs, 2 cities. and the cities were 10 with their suburbs for the families of the children of Kohath that remain. And under the children of Geshon, of the families of the Levites out of the other half tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan and Bashan with their suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Beth Terah with her suburbs, two cities. And out of the tribe of Ishkar, Gishon with their suburbs, Dabre with their suburbs, Jarmuth with their suburbs, En-Ganim with their suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Asher, Mishkal with their suburbs, Abdon with their suburbs, Helekoth with their suburbs, and Rehob with their suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with her suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Hamoth Dor with their suburbs, and Kartan with their suburbs, three cities, and the cities of Gershonites according to the families of the 13 cities with their suburbs. And under the families of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with her suburbs, and Kartoth with her suburbs, Dimna with her suburbs, Nahalah with her suburbs, four cities. And under the tribe of Reuben, Bezir with her suburbs, and Jahilah with her suburbs, Kedemoth with her suburbs, and Mephathah with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth to the cities with her suburbs to be cities of refuge for the slayer, and Mahanim with her suburbs, Heshbon with her suburbs, Jazir with her suburbs, four cities in all. So all the cities of the children of Merari by the families which were remaining of the families of the Levites were their cities, 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities and their suburbs. These cities were every one with their suburbs round about them. Thus were all these cities. And the Lord gave unto them Israel all the land that he sware to give to their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he sware unto the fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand, and there failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. That was Joshua 20 and 21. Let's move on over to the book of Acts. I'm going to start the book of Acts today. Acts chapter 1. Acts 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passions by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from thence. And when they therefore came together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times of the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that of the Holy Ghost is come unto you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and all the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards the heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and then Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the brother of James. And there all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with women, with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with the brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of the ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst. Then all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers of Jerusalem, insomuch as the field is called in their proper tongue, Akdelama, which is to say the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his biphrophic let another take. And wherefore of these men which have accompanied me, us, all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of the resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the heart of all men, show whether of these two thou shalt chosen, that he may take part of the ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. That was Acts chapter 1. Move on over to Jeremiah chapter 10. Jeremiah chapter 10. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. And they deck it with silver, with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like them, O Lord, or like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain, for as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdom, there is none like unto thee. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is doctrines of vanity. Silver spread unto plates is brought to Tarshish, and gold unto Upaz. The works of the workmen and of the hands of the founder, blue and purple is their clothing, and they are all the work of the cunning men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. And thus shall ye say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from the under the heavens. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out his heavens by his discretion. And when he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of water in the heavens, and he causeth the vapor to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, and the works of error. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Gather up thy wares out of the land, O inhabitants of fortress. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will sling out of the inhabitants of the land at the once, and will distress them that they find it not so. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous, but I say, truly is this grief, and I must bear it. My tabernacle is spoiled, and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth thy tent any more, and to set up my curtains. For the pastors are become brutish, and have not sought the Lord, and therefore they shall not prosper, and all the flock shall be scattered. Behold, the noise of the brood is come, and a great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate and a den of dragons. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the families that call not upon thy name. For they have eaten up Jacob, and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his habitation desolate. That was Jeremiah chapter 11, or chapter 10. Let's move on over to our final reading, Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto him, see not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be overthrown. And as he sat down upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, and all are the beginning of the sorrows. And then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for the witness unto the ends of the world. And then shall the world come. And then ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. And then let them which be in the Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to those that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not seen since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever will be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show thee great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in secret chambers, believe it not. For the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, and so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the power of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with great sound of trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know the summer is nigh. And so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till these things have been fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour, no man knoweth. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving into marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, and the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched, and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. And therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, find him doing so. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over his goods. But as if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and to drink with the drunkenness, then the Lord of the servant shall come in that day, when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, shall cut him off asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That was our reading for July 14th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment in the comment section and a reaction to this video if you want to get credit for it. Really appreciate you all joining me each and every day. And so let's stick with it. We only got a couple more days to the 200th day of the year. 200 days reading the Bible together. So praise God for that. But that said, stick with it. Amen. And so let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this day. Pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for this word. Nourish us with it and give us a good day today. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.